coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio. Located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
And welcome to Hagman. It is the Hagman Report for today, Tuesday, March 12th, 2024, as Robert Hur testifies, of course, as a private citizen about the Hur Report. That's going on. Many things going on today. And I, you know, one of the things that, there's a few things I want to get into that are very, please, folks, hang with us. And I say us because in a moment you're going to be introduced or reintroduced to a fabulous man who's been at the highest of heights, the lowest of lows. He's been with some of the most well-known people you'll ever. I mean, you know their names. He's been with. He's just an amazing person, a kindred spirit. He's a friend. I'm proud to call him a friend of the show, and a friend of mine. But a very interesting man that you're going to want to pay attention to everything that this man says. Okay, everything. Because he's been in the trenches, and he's just an amazing guy. Before we get into the program, a couple of things. Remember, folks, remember this. I have to remind everyone again, and pardon me, okay, I don't want you to feel like I'm harassing anyone, okay? But, folks, I think one of the most important things you can do with respect to with respect to getting informed is by going to the conference. And this, again, this might be my last time. This is definitely my last time I'm going to appear with the evidence, with the law enforcement evidence from an evidence locker about the child sex trafficking and satanic ritual abuse things. Don't worry, it's going to be tasteful. It's not going to offend anyone, the evidence I'm bringing, the offensive stuff I'm leaving and the other stuff I'm bringing, but it's still very, very, it's very important. And that's the Wisconsin Christian News, the conference that's going to be held on April 12th and 13th, 2024 in Wausau, Wisconsin. Yeah, why Wausau? Why not Orlando? Why not? Well, it's Wisconsin. It's in the name, okay? Just got to tell you that. I've got to say this. The seating is limited. The speakers there are fabulous. Now, I've heard individually, I think all of them. I'm pretty sure all of them. Certainly Coach Dave is going to be there, and he's always a firecracker, man, I'm telling you. But folks, if you can get there, please appear at the Ministry Conference, Wisconsin Christian News, April 12th, 13th, 2024. It's on your screen. We won't back down. And by the way, we won't back down. Just so you know, we're not backing down. The Christians are not backing down. The white Christian nationalists, which I am one, by the way, by my definition, not by the left's definition, but by my definition. Yeah, I'm Caucasian. I'm white. I'm a Christian, and I'm America first. So that's my definition. And I'm getting tired of the people who redefine words. Okay, for example, I did a webinar presentation. I think I went 90 minutes. I'm not 100%. Eric the Tech was with me doing this for Pastor Paul Begley. That's going to appear toward the end of the month at Pastor Paul Begley's website. And you got to see this. I mean, I went 90 minutes and I could have gone probably another 90 plus. But the interesting thing that I touched on, and this is something that does relate to everything we're going to be talking about, is sadly the redefining of words, and which affects our culture, which affects our morality, which really affects the fabric of our beings, but our nation as well. You know, I, I'm I think back to, of course, the murder of Lake and Riley, not Lincoln Riley, Lake and Riley. You know what I mean, right? I'm not Joe Biden. But there is this. I do want to mention this because you go from migrant to immigrant to asylum seeker, okay, and newcomer. All of these words are being redefined. What they are, for example, the people who are invading us in the southern border, they're illegal invaders. They're criminals. They're not people with good intent, at least a majority that I can actually point to. This is a hybrid war, and that was my topic, by the way, this hybrid war. And folks, please, let's all use the proper terminology, because and the same thing goes with pronouns. I've got something to show you, too, about the pronouns, because Grant Stinchfield did a really good segment in his program yesterday. I think it was yesterday. I mean, it might have been a day or two ago, but it's in the program description box at HagmanPI.com. He showed this viral clip about the pronouns. And I think this is important. Remember, Andrew Breitbart said politics is downstream of culture. And that's what we're seeing today. This culture rots. And as a result, this political rot in our nation. And again, my guest with me, Pastor Casper McLeod, a man who has, you've got to get to know this guy. And you've got to see his work because it's fabulous. Nothing disparaging meant by this, but if there was a sleeper out there, like a sleeper nuclear missile, that would be Casper McLeod. I'm telling you, the guy is just fabulous. But in a moment, I'll get to him. One more thing, too. I've gotten so many great responses from this NanoSoma. Okay, this is something that I've decided to take myself and the entire staff here, Eric the Tech. And look, we get product after product, unbelievable numbers of products. Hey, try this, try that, try this. So believe me, I try everything. But this is one of the finest, I don't even know what to call it. It's a spray. You spray it in your mouth. And it tells, this is, again, in my mind, it tells your body, okay, you've got problems, let's say, with A, B, or C, your heart, your pancreas, your stomach, whatever it might be. And you spray this and it assists your body in fixing the problem. Now, with me, I had extremely painful neuropathy. I mean, you cannot believe, I'll tell you what, I thought I was going to die. I mean, I was wishing I was going to die. But the problem is it can't kill you, or it's not going to. But this is the only thing that in my case, I'm not talking about anyone else, but in my case, cleared it up. Now, it took probably, maybe a few weeks of using this product to really get the full effect. And I won't go anywhere without it. That's NanoSoma. I want my health back.com/Hagman. I want my health back.com/Hagman. One more time. I want my health back.com/Hagman. I can go on and on and on. And the testimonials I've gotten about this product, by the way, watch the videos, because the videos do give you an idea of how to do, of everything about this. The videos are important. And I hate watching videos like, you know, if there's a product, just tell me what it does. But man, I'm telling you, the videos are cool. But on my website, HagmanPI.com, there it is right there, right in the center of your screen. I want my health back.com/Hagman. Click on that. Definitely watch the videos and then get some, try it. You will not be sorry. I can tell you that. Of all the things I've tried, this is the absolute 100% best. And I want you to feel good, and you've got to feel good, okay? You've got to be healed. And I think, again, that's the only thing. They also have topical gel. And I spoke about cutting my hand, and you can't even see where the slash was. I mean, I'll tell you what, it was a mess. I put the gel on, and it was bam, right away. My wife uses a face cream that actually, I don't know what it does, but she's beautiful anyway. But boy, I'll tell you what, it gets rid of the imperfections in the skin and skin tags too. I'm just, wow, man, I, not that she had them. I'm just saying that I've heard testimonials about that with the gel as well as the face cream. But this is the best. Okay. Hey, do what you want, but I'm telling you what, this works. I want to start out the program this way real quick, because this is something that, of all the news that's out there, you know, I used to have a saying when I was active. I mean, every day, every hour of every day active in investigation, surveillance, and being a surveillance specialist, that, you know, the thing that gets you is something you don't see coming, all right? And that sounds very trite, but that's always the case, because anytime we had a case or we had a situation that went sideways, it always came from an area or something we didn't think it was. You didn't expect it, right? So what we have today is the media that many people will watch, whether it's the cable news or print news or even some internet news, that doesn't cover what's really going on out there. And there's a lot going on behind the scenes. I want to show you this. This is from the Gateway Pundit. Like them, don't like them, I don't care. It's not. It's the message. Alex Jones, who I consider a friend, okay, and a friend of the program. I've been on his show. I hosted his show. He's we've been together in Washington and other places. But the Department of Justice is weeks from shutting down InfoWars. We're going to defeat this. So if I got to get hurt to get that done, it's an honor. Folks, there are a lot of things going on behind the scenes. And this article gets into some of the things that are going on behind the scenes. Now, Alex had warned that the Justice Department is attempting to put him in prison and shut down the InfoWars network. And that can happen at any time. Here's the reason why this, to me, is important to you, to everyone listening and viewing this. Is because he's not alone, and he'll tell you he's not alone in this. I can just say this: the fight to stay on the air, this platform, is an everyday fight. That's all I'm going to tell you. But he kind of tells you a little bit more, and you can read between the lines that he said that he refrained from publicly disclosing the extent that he and his family have been persistently probed and intimidated by federal agents. Folks, I'm telling you, that's real. That's a real thing. It does happen. It happens in ways that you would never believe, even if you saw and knew the entire story. And he says he hasn't talked about that, what's been happening behind the scenes, because you don't, okay? Because sometimes you feed the beast by doing so, and other times you give away your own hand, which you don't want to do. Besides, he said it's not the time yet to do it for a lot of reasons, which is true, okay? There's a time for everything, a season for everything. But I've been very honest with the crew, and that's something that I can guarantee you that he's a fighter, and we're all fighters. We're all fighting to get the truth out there. And my guest, again, Casper McLeod, he's a man of God, but he's also someone that's rooted in the world, knows what's going on, and is part of this fight as well. As Americans, we tend to think that we still live in a free country, the United States of America. Sorry about that. But you don't, and it's true. Sadly, it's true. Now, we have more freedoms than perhaps Canada or the UK, where Mr. McLeod is from, Pastor McLeod is from. But I'm telling you, it's a fight every single day. And the type of deceptive people we deal with is the next level, and that is so important. You have to understand the people out there, they're snakes, and I make no apologies for calling them scum, because that's exactly what they are. But he writes, I believe in the power of prayer. I don't believe it. I rely on it. I know it. And that, folks, is what we have to really appreciate about Jones and about all of us, that we have to have that power of prayer within us. And he goes on, and folks, you can read the entire article. It'll be linked at HagmanPI.com. But understand that anyone who's making a difference out there, who is touching with respect to the truth, who's really getting the truth out there, and again, that includes my guest, is under fire and is under attack. They just don't want to. Here's the other part of it. They just don't want to shut you down. They want to destroy you. Okay? Please understand that. And I'm going to leave it there, because this is such a huge story, not just about InfoWars, although that's big, but about all of us. Because if we are to fight, and this is a word from, you know, when I lay my head down at night, on the occasions I do, I'm okay. I feel like I've done everything I could possibly do. And I know you do too, folks, every one of you out there. And sometimes you beat yourself up for, maybe I didn't do everything I could. Just stop it. You have. And if you have prayer, you are doing the exact thing that you're supposed to do. That's what I believe. But folks, don't dismiss stories like this, because they're coming for all of us. That's the point I'm trying to make. They're coming for all of us. And, you know, we could talk about what's going on in Haiti, which I'm sure we will. We could talk about what's going on at the southern border. I mean, what more can we say except that Biden opened the doors, Biden Mayorkas, that entire leftist communist regime has gripped power in the United States. We are under attack every single moment of every day or every hour of every day of every week. We have been under attack. And President Trump, I mean, look at him. I mean, he's been under attack. Unfairly, I might add, but these people don't play fair. So, again, this is just the kind of the opener to this broadcast. I want you to listen to very, very carefully what Casimir McLeod has to say about really who's behind this. And this is a spiritual battle. As much as it is a physical battle, this is a spiritual battle, and we have to really understand the stakes. The stakes are our everlasting God soul. I mean, that's what we're fighting for. But we're also fighting as well for the lives of our children and our grandchildren. And the people who don't want to engage, what's wrong with you? The people who want to go along, to get along because it's easier, do you want to sentence your children and your grandchildren to a life of servitude, of this insanity? You want to play along with people who use pronouns like, you know, it's a game? I'm not playing that game. No way. Yeah, I'm not playing your game of insanity, this diversity, inclusion, and equity. Come on. No. And you'll read as well some of the headlines. One of the headlines here, and I saw it and I wanted to mention it. Let me just make sure I do. The gentleman that, John Barnett, who was a Boeing whistleblower, you know, all the situations with Boeing aircraft. Well, surprise, surprise. He was found dead of a quote, self-inflicted gunshot wound. Excuse me. Yeah. Okay. Like could it be? Perhaps, but it's highly unlikely based on everything I've seen. But this is going to be happening more and more and more. He spoke about the people who assemble Boeing aircrafts wouldn't fly in them themselves. Meanwhile, the Department of Justice, they launched a criminal investigation into the aircraft company. Boy, that gives me the warm fuzzies with Merrick Garland at the helm. And then, of course, you know, the things that are going on in Haiti We have the prime minister resigning while American media tries to debunk the claims of cannibalism when it's right there in front of your face. We're told that this is not happening and it's happening. You know, the Haiti gang leader nicknamed Barbecue. Gee, give me a hint. Said that he had previously said that if he didn't resign, there would be a genocide. Well, take people. I've learned that when people say they're going to do stuff, you better take them at their word. All right. I've done enough droning on here about things. But, folks, I want you to, this will be in the program description box at HagmanPI.com. Very simply, CasperMcLeodMusic.com. That's CasperMcLeodMusic.com, as well as the UpperRoomFellowship.org. He's been with some of the most famous and highest of musicians on the planet, and has turned his sights and turned his efforts into really worship and praising God. And his personal story is something I'm not going to share. If he wants to, he can share it. But my goodness, we're kind of kindred spirits in that respect. But without any further ado, Casper McLeod, thank you so much for joining me, sir.
It's a delight to be back with you again. It's been ages since
seen you last. Yeah, it has been. It's good to see you. And you look great, by the way. I've got to say, you look fabulous. And I appreciate you coming on and sharing with me. And I appreciate your patience as I went through some business and kind of an opening statement. So,
well, what you were saying reminds me of 2 Corinthians 3:17, which says, "Now where the Lord is that spirit, where the spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty." And that's exactly what you're doing. You're fighting to keep your liberty.
Amen. You know, isn't that what we're all doing, I suppose? Whether we know it or not, we're all doing that to keep and to fight for our liberty, as you state, and as stated.
And, you know, I've been a great admirer of your show. I've listened to you for years now. We met, ages ago.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Oh, it's gone. We've been friends for a really long time. As I'm sitting back listening to what you're sharing today, and almost like there's a spirit that's released, a deaf and dumb, blind spirit on the world, and professing Christians, you know, they'll often use like Revelations 3:20 to try to lead an unbeliever into salvation. But that actually is written to the church, not the unbeliever, where it says, you know, behold, the Lord Jesus, Yeshua says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. Then when he hears my voice, open the door, come in, you know, and we'll have dinner together. And 5 out of the 7 churches, and we read about in Revelation, the Lord seriously rebuked. They weren't on the narrow path of holiness, you know. So my brothers and sisters out there listening, I mean, the pressure's on. We got to get on that narrow pathway. And I think we need more people like what you're doing, Doug, because you've been in this battle for a long time. And the rest of the church needs to join in. You mentioned the sex trafficking, you know, the MK Ultras. I partnered with another ministry that's specializing in helping survivors. And I was absolutely stunned to realize how much income, what you call a pimp, has. They make millions off like 4 or 5 girls a year. I mean, it's unreal what's going on out there, and they're funneling all this these nefarious plans. You know,
I was astounded when I was doing the presentation for Pastor Begley. I was astounded by the amount of money that is involved in merely the human trafficking and a subset of that, of course, the sex trafficking. And then you've got unaccompanied children, and Biden taking away the need or the requirement to match the children with the parents. So you could have, in theory, and it does happen, you know, one woman cross the border with 3 kids. They don't test for DNA. They don't test to make sure that they're her kids. And then a week later, cross again with 3 more, 5 more, whatever it might be. But Biden took that away. It's not Biden. It's the people behind him. Biden's he's a vegetable, as far as I'm concerned. It's the people behind him. It's the NGOs. But all Biden is just a figurehead. But you've got all of these evil entities, evil groups behind what's going on, and those groups are what we're fighting. We're not fighting the Bidens of the world. We're fighting the people behind the curtain. So yeah, it's amazing. And 865,000 in total right now, unaccompanied minors that have gone missing. 800 and I think I might have said 850,000 in the presentation, but in total, there's another 15,000 that were not included in the original total. So you're looking at really, I think it was a half a billion in terms of cash changing hands. But there's also, in order for that to happen, there has to be a desire, a need for this. And the amount of sickness. And again, as I said, culture is downstream of, or politics is downstream of culture. And it's culture rot. It's the rot of our morals. It's the rot that we are facing. I don't want to take your time.
Those are important things to discuss right now. Because we're not just fighting, naturally occurring microorganisms anymore. Now we're dealing with these pathogens, that are any causing diseases, especially viruses and bacteria and fungus. But now we know these are just bioweapons. The evidence is mounting up for years now. We knew this as we were going into it. I remember sharing with my church back in March 2020 from Microsoft ID Alliance, where they're saying, unless you get the digital ID, nobody could buy or sell anything. So get your Bible out and look at Revelation 13, because it's happening right in front of us right now. If the Lord, is called the great physician, then we, the church, ought to know a little bit about how this unfolds. I've written books about epigenetics from a biblical perspective, and I'm not a doctor. I should confess, I quit med school my very first day. I walked in the cadaver class and decided I really don't want to do this. At first, I thought it was going to be, Da Vinci was one of my childhood heroes, so I wanted to, be good at everything. But I realized suddenly that I was only there because my girlfriend was an intern at the time and kind of pushing me into that, and I just wanted to play in a rock and roll band. seriously, we all, I know that's true, but we all have these pre-existing memories. And I have a book years ago called What Was I Thinking? It's helped a lot of people. I've got cases of people writing me that got healed, supernaturally healed just reading it. The first time it was published, a lady wrote me that had lupus. She read our book, went to the doctors, and they said, "We don't understand it. You don't have lupus anymore." So, because we see we have these pre-existing memories, and when they engage with things going on in your life, like, for example, how the Bible says, don't go to bed angry, lest the root of bitterness spring up and defile everybody around you. So that spirit of bitterness, it's an invisible, disembodied being that has no way to express itself unless it can express itself through with permission with a person or an animal or D-wave computers, something going on with AI.
Not to jump in here, but what you just said, see, my wife would describe me as a bitter kind of guy, because I'm bitter. I'm bitter at the people who are behind that, the bioweapon, the creation, the facilitation of the bioweapon. But I'm most bitter if that statement is true, that I'm a bitter guy. I would be most bitter at the people who consciously refuse to see the truth. That's kind of me, okay?
I don't think you're bitter. I've known you a long time. You're not bitter. You have a righteous anger, and there's a big difference.
All right, I'll take that over being bitter anytime. But yeah, a righteous anger, and I look at people who are otherwise supposedly sane and rational. We can have a rational discussion, but yet they're held mentally held hostage about, I don't know, the the jabs, the injections, the origins of this Chinese bioweapon or US/Chinese bioweapon. I mean, Ralph Baric, Fauci and others. There's no demand, or if there is, there's no real working toward getting justice for the victims of this. And my question is, why do you, to people, why do you refuse to see what's right before you? And I think the spiritual blindness, I suppose, is really at play here. I'm going to be quiet.
It is. No, it absolutely is. The Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians that the prince of this world has blinded them from seeing the glorious light of Christ. And we know, too, now that there's technology is employed by DARPA that are targeting. So they're not looking at a World War III where, you're going to see tanks and, soldiers in the streets so much. Now it's targeting your mind, which is why you got, the puppet, Yuval Noah Harari, talking about surveillance under the skin. They want to be able to control you from the inside out. But in the meantime, it's easy for people to be offended. We all go through difficult times. It's a fallen world. And I'd like people to understand that on a poisonous memory, if you did entertain a spirit of unforgiveness, and as a Christian, we can't do that because the Lord hung on a cross after being tortured beyond what we can imagine, said, "Forgive them, Father, they know not what to do." And then he gave us a new commandment. And he said, "I want you to love your enemies." Who wants to do that, right? But he's commanded that we love our enemies. So we tell them the truth. Possibly they get saved if they're still redeemable before it's too late for them and they spend eternity in the wrong place. But on a poisonous memory, there's spikes like the fangs of a snake. And on those poisonous thoughts, if they can dominate your thought life, whether this is just, unclean spirits manifesting or, DARPA targeting you with thoughts. Every time you think on those poisonous memories that are being built up in the image of the kingdom of darkness, because God didn't give you that. One thing I greatly admire about you, though, is that you're fearless. I mean, you're just going to speak the truth no matter what. And that's what God said to do. He didn't give us a spirit of, a fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. And also, Ephesians 4:11 says, we're supposed to expose evildoers. We're supposed to expose that agenda. So when you start to entertain these things, it's building up poisonous memories that can be reactivated. Like when a wind blows, our memories look like trees under brain scans, right?
If I can stop you right there and ask you, we're supposed to expose the evildoers, okay? And I understand that. So my problem, and I have many problems, believe me, folks. And you can just ask Eric the Tech. But so we expose them. Why are we, in from a biblical Christian perspective, we've done our job exposing them. Now, what I want to do is, and maybe this is the carnal aspect of me speaking, not maybe, I'm sure it is, but more than expose them, make sure they are brought to punishment, to justice, the evildoers, the people that have killed our friends, our family, the people who are enslaving our friends, our family, and even ourselves. It's one thing to expose them, but then what? What next, Pastor?
Vengeance is mine, says the Lord. I'd rather let the Lord handle that. But we are, you're right. We want to see them brought to justice. I want to see them saved. I don't want to see anybody spend eternity in hell. I think it was William Booth that started the Salvation Army that said he would like all of his officers to be suspended over hell for just 5 minutes, because when they came back, then they would all have the same passion to win souls to Christ, as he did. Think about it today. Most of the church, they've never led anybody into salvation. They've never cast out a single demon. They've never laid hands on the sick and seen them recover. Well, those are the things we're supposed to be doing as the church.
We're supposed to be doing, but we're not doing it. And most most pastors, most churches, most leaders, church leaderships are running away from their job, their duty, right? I mean, it's not.
Well, they're more concerned with having a building filled with people because it's become a business. Mm-hmm. So, like, either you're about God's business or you're in the business of God.
Wow. Wow. That okay.
And then sadly, you know, the majority of the church, that's why the Lord rebuked five out of the seven churches. We read about in Revelation because they're not doing what he asked to do. And then, you know, we got, you know, Matthew 7 going, many are going to say that day, but Lord, Lord, you know, we had a TV show, we were doing this and that. And he's going, I didn't know you. Depart from me. Wow. You didn't do what I asked you to do. You didn't love me.
And you know, something, if I can share this, and maybe this the timing is not right, but I'll take my chances. Prior to airtime, you and I were talking off air, and you said something I found very interesting. You were speaking with people behind the pulpit, basically, and you mentioned, for example, Klaus Schwab, and a lot there was a lot of people in the place where you were with the people that you were that had no idea what the World Economic Forum was, for example. I do anyway. I can't speak for you, but I take it for granted people know. But there are a lot of people who don't know, and a lot of people who should know that don't know, and a lot of people who are in positions of power that don't know that should know, or if they do know, they're not talking about it. Whether it's Schwab, the World Economic Forum, the WHO, the threat from the Communist Chinese, the bioweapon. So you've done. I so admire this man, Casper McLeod, by the way, folks, CasperMcLeodMusic.com, as well as the Upper Room Fellowship, .org. Both links will be in the program description box at HagmanPI.com. But I so admire you for really getting the word out there about the current events and about how the spiritual meets the physical and your role in exposing all of this. And so thank you for doing what you do. But I thought I'd mention that because I a lot of times folks, and even you folks listening and viewing, you take it for granted. People you talk to, they know about this stuff, and they don't. But go ahead.
No, they don't at all. You know, it's the word of God tells us, my people perish for lack of knowledge. So why do we have people in leadership that are, you know, ignorant of what's actually going on around them? I was absolutely astounded back in the UK this past few months ago. I was in numerous churches doing concerts or speaking or doing both, and hardly anybody had ever heard of Klaus Schwab. They didn't know what the World Economic Forum was. How could that be? I've also realized that, you know, there's a much heavier oppression on information flowing in the UK than it is over here at the moment. So I think it's really important that we understand what's going on here. Because if you don't understand it, you can't do anything about it, right? So a number of times in England, I shared some things that I'm sure just blew their minds. But like, it's been discovered, you know, in science. We're going to talk about science. You know, it's now become a religion. You got the Pope announcing last year, Islam is the one world religion. There wasn't one real Christian representative at that summit, but, you know, never mind that part. So it's been discovered that you got 72,000 genes from your father, and you got 72,000 genes from your mom. We complete, you know, the human genome, which is a total of 144,000 genes, which is interesting because that's the number of the evangelists that will be here. The 144,000 are sealed, supernaturally protected of the Lord. They're going to be evangelizing after the church is taken out of here.
Well, that's the first time I've heard that. I mean, wow. Okay. Can you say that again? Because I think I might just... I think there was a small explosion in my brain there. 72,000. Please say that again.
Oh yeah. Okay. So let me explain that. We got 72,000 genes that are. This is not scientifically factual. You know, from your father, 72,000 genes from your mom. So that's a total of 144,000 genes, which is, you know, the same number we have of the 144,000 evangelists will be here after the church is caught up together with Christ and be with him forever. But of course, then we're all coming back here and flying white horses at some point. But what I tried to share was that, you know, okay, these are clearly bioweapons. And as you just so eloquently pointed out, I recall an interview with Dr. David Martin saying he brought all the evidence. He showed, here's all the patents that were done. Here's all mountains and mountains of evidence. And he went to some political people. I think one of them was DeSantos. And he said, look, here's all the evidence. You need to do something about this. And he said to him, DeSantos said, well, let's wait for the primaries and see how I do. Wait a minute. So the people elected you, but you're not doing your job. You're more concerned about your political position than anything else, which is the same thing he apparently discovered with everyone he went to at the evidence. So we understand now, and think about this, chemtrails. You and I were talking about chemtrails for decades now, warning people what it was, and they ignored us and said, no, it's just, you know, that was from the vapors from the, it's ridiculous. So they've contaminated the food, they've contaminated the water, and then you got the shedding, you know, from the people that have been injected. And so what information is that on the DNA? I mean, are we looking at the return of the Nephilim? I've been in church, you know, I've worked with Elie Marzulli for years, but I was talking about this before I even met Marzulli. And you know, most churches, you can't talk about UFOs. Now it's gone mainstream. You know, back when I was trying to share it, you know, people are like, that sounds like sci-fi. I'm sharing from the Word of God, right? Read 2 Thessalonians, a great delusion's going to happen. God's going to allow them to have a great delusion because they refuse to accept the gospel. So when we look at this, you know, we're clearly in the days of Noah. And researchers, you know, revealing, one of my close friends, Dr. Kerry Mauday, who's turned in her medical license, was in a mysterious plane crash. I was there.
By the way, you don't know this, but I had the chance to, and he didn't know this. He didn't know who I was, but I knew who he was. I spoke to the pilot of that plane for a couple of hours. And very interesting conversation. I'll just leave it at that. I am a fan, or I'm a believer with Dr. Mauday, okay? I'll just say, I'm going to leave it right there because I know there's some divergent stories there, okay?
Well, I mean, I was there. I was waiting for her with my wife and to go to a party for a friend of ours that was retiring as a Delta pilot. I was in, you know, being clergy, I can go in the hospital, you know, any hour. So I was there when she came out of surgery. And then you've got, you know, people doing these ridiculous articles saying she was never in a plane crash. It was all staged, that nonsense. And I do recall the pilot, it shared after I prayed with him that he supernaturally, you know, received some healing. I remember walking in, I prayed for him first because Carrie was still in surgery. And he said, he wrote me a text, I think it's still out of it. When I left the room straight away, the swelling went down dramatically and he was able to open his eyes for the first time. But anyways, before I get off on another rabbit trail, we should talk about the 72,000 genes, right?
Yes, go ahead. Sorry.
So we got 72,000 genes from your dad, 72,000 genes from your mom. But now with the bioweapon, they're discovering another 72,000 genes with the so-called gene therapy, which adds up to a total of 216,000 genes. Now, you know, Revelation 13, verse 18 tells us wisdom's needed. Let the one with understanding solve the meaning of the number of the beast. But the number, that you know, isn't 666. We've all seen 666 logos, you know, with World Economic Forum, the UN, Google. I mean, everywhere you look, you know, Kellogg's, Walt Disney, they've got their little 666 logos. But here's wisdom, right? Understand, count the number of the beast. So if you multiply 600 times 60 times 6, it equals 216,000. I think that's significant, right? That's the number of genes in a person's DNA after the so-called gene therapy that they've been discovering. So obviously that's connecting the mark of the beast system, which is setting up right now on the world stage. That's highly significant, I think. In other words, you know, if the number of man has somehow been changed in the end times, where it was 144,000, part of the bride of Christ, it's been changed down to 216,000, I think we need to pay attention to what's going on. So I shared in England with a number of churches. I said, remember the Queen's Jubilee, right? You know how they look for the Illuminati, look for the Super Bowl, the Birmingham, and anything where they can draw the most people. And then they will tell you what they're going to do hidden in plain sight. So you don't get it, but they've told you what they're going to do. So remember the Queen's Jubilee, it was 2022. She's presented with a globe, and you could probably still find videos of it, you know, probably on YouTube as well and other places. So she's presented with a globe. She presses down on the globe as if to say, you know, this is the official representing of the Commonwealth, you know, unless maybe it was representing, you know, the monarchy, British monarchy over the entire globe, which I think is another interesting angle. But Her Late Majesty Queen Elizabeth II presses the globe, and it causes a series of the light up, and it goes across the lawn in the pattern of a triple helix, a triple DNA helix. Now, I'm sure that's just another strange coincidence, right? Rule Britannia, yeah. Britannia rules the waves. I mean, something else is going on here. So, it hit a tree representing the tree of good and evil. Now, there's two trees in the Garden of Eden. So, what do we make of a triple helix DNA? I mean, God Almighty potentially, you know, placed two trees in the Garden of Eden because he valued Adam and Eve's free will. People, you know, I hear people all the years, you know, well, you know, God was really a God of love, then why would he let all this bad stuff happen? He gave you free will. Of course, now we got people, if, you know, he's really still a person, you'll know Harari saying that thing about free will, you know, that's gone. There's no more free will. But he's using his free will to tell you that. What a hypocrite.
Interesting. You know, you brought up that, excuse me, you brought up the Queen. I saw that, sir. I saw that. And I don't know in what context I did see that. But now it makes sense to me as you explain it. By the way, folks, what a pleasure and what a gem of a person, Casper McLeod. And please visit his websites. As well, he's got a new album, Higher Frequencies. I would highly recommend that. And of course, his book, the book that he co-authored, Solutions to End Times, it's fabulous. Folks, please pay attention to what this man is saying. You talk about just a stellar individual with a lot of information. And where it really makes important sense to me is the merging, the melding between the physical and the spiritual. And he is knowledgeable about this and famous, infamous, but famous in his own right. Do we have that clip? Pastor, I think this is what you're talking about. And folks, now if you go to, this is the beginning of the ceremony, but you might, for the sake of time, there it is. Okay,
right.
Look at that design and that globe, and touching the globe as you pointed out, and look at that double helix figure.
Triple helix.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not only God gave us a double helix, but now the dark side is called a triple helix.
And
because they want to, you know, it's human. 2.0. They want to eliminate humanity and replace us. They want to, you know, destroy God's creation. This is like, you know, I remember I went out to the Georgia Guidestones with Ali Marzulli and his wife Peggy years ago to investigate. One thing I learned from Marzulli is you actually have to go on location, really do the research. You, as an investigative, you know what that's like.
Yep. If you're not there, you really can't talk about it. You're exactly right. You've got that's why, real quick, folks. That's why, you know, I do what I do. I do go. I do want to get to the border with Michael Leon, because not that no one else was there, but you've got to see it for yourself to really understand the gravity of things, as Casper McLeod just stated. Go ahead, sir.
So we were out there investigating in a really ominous place. We saw evidence of witchcraft, you know, cult ceremonies that were left. They had surveillance cameras over there. See, some years later, I was doing a television show with my band. We were getting ready to play on a broadcast, and walked in the lobby of the hotel and saw the judge's guidance has been mysteriously knocked down. So straight away, I wrote a song about it with my violinist, René Truet. And we performed it live on Facebook and then ended up recording it on the album. So it is on higher frequencies. It was quite a lot of bit of a tongue-in-cheek song to do. But sometimes that's the way, you know, when you learn the ABCs, you learned it with a song. So, you know, I can give thousands of sermons. Sometimes I think my 3.5 minute song can pack more information that people will retain longer on because it comes with a melody.
And the, by the way, higher frequencies, folks, you've got to get a copy of it. Where can people get higher frequencies? Where can people go
to get that? It should be, you know, all the major outlets, Spotify, all that. You can certainly get a copy, a download, or get a physical copy on CasperMcLeodMusic.com.
Okay.
Listed there. And I believe it's on our church website page as well, in the bookstore. All the albums there. So,
And I've got to tell folks this, I'm not a big fan. I like a certain type of music, but this is a lot different, in a lot of ways. So again, you've got my 5-star recommendation behind this. You are so talented in so many ways. Again, I describe you as like this, a secret nuclear missile with respect to both the spiritual guidance as well as the practical, knowledgeable information. You're a heck of a smart guy, and a very talented man. And you've been up there with rock groups that people would know. And I don't want to go anywhere you want to go, but you've been to places only people could dream of, but you chose a certain path, and that path I think has led you and so many other people to God, and I really appreciate that. I appreciate everything you do, whether it's the knowledge or whether it's the spiritual guidance. You're the man. You really are. But continue, please.
Very kind of you to say. So I have been privileged to play with some of the most outstanding musicians over the years, and I think my band presently is just filled with outstanding players. Certainly my musical twin, René, is an outstanding violinist. And it's interesting because I'm not really a country music fan, and she kind of comes from the country music world. But we met at a conference, at a prophecy conference, and it was just an anointed moment. We've been working together ever since. So we have an album called Outstanding in the Field, which is tuned to the frequency of 432, most likely because of discussions I had with Kerry Madej and Lee Merritt and Sherry Tampany about frequencies. And the album, of course, called Higher Frequencies, but the instrumental album, I've been getting a lot of really good response from it. It just came out like a month ago. And people, you know, feeling like they can, again, get into a place where God's healing just by using music. If we think about places like Isaiah 55 talks about as the heavens are higher than the earth, so his ways are higher than our thoughts. And God used music, you know, before the world was even created. So we had the angels singing out, right? So I think like there's been a lot of chat on the 432 hertz natural frequencies of the universe. I think it's important to understand all the frequencies belong to the Lord. So
amen. And if you can spend a moment, if you don't mind, on why frequencies are important, and there's actually a change in the frequencies back in the 40s. help me out with this.
I think what you're referring to, again, is the occultist. The Nazis were involved with the globalists and the Rockefellers, and they started to use the 440 hertz to try to take over the world using frequencies. The standard at the time, there really wasn't, because you had tuning forks before. So orchestras, you might be tuned to 443, and the other orchestra in the town next to you is tuned to 439. They weren't actually, very accurate tuning folks. But they changed that in 1939, I think it was, the British Standard Institute for International Conferences in London decided, well, we're going to make it 440. But obviously, it was a political agenda going on there. So I've heard people say, that it's a frequency that attracts more people to your music. So for all you aspiring guitarists, if you simply tune your guitars the 432 frequency, you can bypass all the gatekeepers and you could become that rock star you dreamt of being. I'm just jesting. But in the 18th century, it was like they just had the tuning forks, and then it's just like after the Roswell crash and 1947, all of a sudden you got transistor radios, and all of a sudden now we've got electronic tuners, which are much more accurate. I think when I started out in music as a recording artist when I was young, a lot of bands didn't sound good live because they struggled tuning, and then they brought in these tuning devices where they can actually get all the instruments in tune together and started sounding a lot better after that.
Fascinating. I mean, really. I remember the late Michael Terrell and the Whole Tones talking about this very subject, about frequencies and such. But frequencies, it does affect adversely or positively our lives, right? I mean,
it does. We're all electromagnetically and designed, and so we are going to be receptive to frequencies, and I think that's another reason DARPA is so pursuing that right now, is to be able to use create a hive mind, as it were, so everybody becomes a worker bee cyborg, and that they can control. So we really need to, I think, as long as you're covered in the holy blood of Jesus Yeshua, they're not going to be able to get through. I mean, God sealed us for a reason. He says, unless those days be shortened, there be no flesh saved, but for the elect's sake, hallelujah, those days shall be shortened. So I would just really encourage people to get right with the Lord right now. Today's the day of salvation. You can't afford to wait. You don't know if you have tomorrow. We don't even know if we have tonight. So it's really important. I think, again, what the Lord taught us, forgive everybody because they don't know what they're doing. All these people that are working for the World Economic Forum, all those subsidiaries of the UN, they don't know what they're doing. They're suffering from lack of knowledge. So it's going to take effort and self-discipline on our side to renew our minds, the washing of the word. As we meditate on the holy word of God, that's why you need to study your Bible to show yourself approved. Know the word of God, do the word of God. James 1:22 says, be a doer of the word and not a hearer only, otherwise you're deceiving yourselves. So your body can begin to heal, for example. Like right now, you all know people with high blood pressure cases, and it's because, to cut to the chase, it's a mindset where people are entertaining the spirit of fear that God didn't give you, like fear of the future, fear of financial provision, fear of the globalists crashing the economy, bringing in their great reset nonsense. All these psychopaths, with transhumanist. So, but when you meditate on the almighty word of God, that's why those healing scriptures are there. When you meditate on them, in fact, it says in Proverbs 4:23, they're meditating on the word of God day and night, all of the days and all of the nights, right? When you meditate on it day and night, it brings healing to all your flesh. And I remember, I was probably several decades ago, I looked up the word all in Greek, Hebrew, and Aramaic because I'm like really nerdy about stuff like, investigating. and it said Everything. That's what it means. It means all means everything. So the more you meditate on the scriptures and you speak them out, and then you're hearing yourself say that, you know, the more healthy branches you build, and the more healthy branches of memories that grow stronger, right? Like we go to the gym and work out, and you get stronger, you practice an instrument, you get better, you get stronger at it. So those electromagnetic waves reactivate those healthy memories you're building. And when those healthy memories are reactivated, just like the wind blowing through the trees, you see them moving, they start to secrete. They're secreting healthy, life-giving chemicals that flow through your body. And then they start to take down the poisonous memory trees that were there, the glial cells. Even when you're sleeping at night, the glial cells will remove the fangs, those spike-like, you know, like the spike protein things. And once they start to remove from the poisonous trees of death and destruction, well, if they don't have those spikes on them, they can't secrete the poisonous chemicals in your body. And so things like, you know, infections will start to clear up. It basically, what I'm saying is, when the stress reaction is broken, then balance is restored between the sympathetic and the parasympathetic nervous system, and then healing can happen.
Wow. That makes perfect sense. It does. But the origins of this, I suspect what I hear you saying, I mean, you've got to... A lot of this is mental / spiritual, right? I mean, that's where it begins and ends in the healing process, as well as the honing process of our physical bodies, but also of our spiritual health, right?
That's why the Lord said to meditate on this word. You know, we're supposed to be light. We're all of us that are, you know, professing Christians. We're supposed to let our light so shine, you know, that everybody sees our good work and glorifies the Father in heaven. So, I mean, the church should be teaching this stuff.
It should.
This is essential to, you know, the Lord said after the resurrection, he came back, you know, Mark 16 said, you know, kill the sick, cleanse the lepers, you know, this is what we're supposed to be doing. But, you know, casting out demons. And most of the church doesn't have a clue how to do that at this point. I mean, that's part of the agenda, was, you know, to separate everybody in 2020. You can have the strip joints open, the marijuana places, right? The Walmarts, they can stay open, just not the churches.
Wow. Yeah. When you look back at, in hindsight, 2020, when you look back at how we were gamed by the system, I can obviously, we can all see this. Well, we should all be able to see this. Not all can or want to see this. So very good, you know, very well stated in terms of I think what they meant to do, the response to the Chinese bioweapon or the U.S. Chinese bioweapon. I think what they wanted to do, I think they accomplished their objective to a certain point, but now they're coming to... Well, I'll pose this as a question. Are they coming back now to finish the job at this point? Where do we stand right now? Where does humanity, where does the world stand right now? Casper McLeod, of course, my guest. Where do we stand right now with respect to what's coming or what is being planned, and what's the best way to fight against it, the most effective way of fighting against it, sir?
Luke 10:19, behold, I give unto you, the church, power over all the works of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm you. So think about this too. The Lord didn't just save us from hell. He saved us from hell on earth. You know, we're not appointed to wrath. We know how this is going to end. The Bible clearly tells us how things are going to play out. But in the meantime, you know, we're here in the trenches. We're fighting the good fight of faith, and we need to take as many with us as possible. Destroy the plans of the enemy. I pray for them all. That I don't know how many people pray for Klaus Schwab and his crime syndicate, but I do. I pray they get, if they're still in fact redeemable, we need to be praying for them.
Man, that's difficult though, Pat. I mean, seriously.
Oh, it is.
Because when you said we need to take as many with us as possible, that's not, in my mind, I can guarantee you what you were thinking, what I was thinking, two separate things, okay? But But when you said we need to take as many people with us as possible, okay. But I think, I mean, you obviously you're that's supposed to be funny. Somebody will laugh. Okay.
We think about the seriousness of what they are doing. I mean, I just pray that they would all, because we know they're watching this. Some of them are watching this. They got the algorithms watching it. They got the whatever. But I would pray that they would come. All those that have fallen for the lies and deceptions, all the transhumanists and the globalists, psychopathic liars and sorcerers, they should come. All the blasphemers and the fornicators and adulterers, they should come to Christ before it's too late. And he would wash you clean from all your sins and all your unrighteousness. I beg them to come for Christ's sake, for the immortal souls are in the balance here, right? And we should be praying for them.
But what happens, and maybe this is an academic question, but what happens when they laugh at you? Or they say, no, it's all right. Or they refuse. What happened? I mean, how do you handle that? Because I've had a bunch of situations, but a couple.
Well, you know, it's our job is to share the gospel. God's job is doing the saving. So I think we're responsible because we're all going to give an account for what we did with our life. We're all going to stand before the Lord at one point. And I've shared this story. I had a certain, as you said, I've gotten to play with some legendary, you know, rock stars and things. One of my friends' bands were playing. They just flew in from Paris and got off a plane and went to play a concert, and so they want me to come meet them. And so I'm backstage, and I've got a pastor says all access, but then I realized it didn't mean all access because there was a crowd of people backstage that all wanted to get to them and talk to them. And so the band's walking with the security team down the hallway, and there's a yellow line you can't cross, and they see me, and the leader of the band looks at the security team and goes, take him, he's with us.
Oh.
And I thought, that's going to be like the Lord, right? This one's with me.
Wow. That was pretty heavy.
Yeah, so I'm like the only one that, went backstage. I'm in the dressing room with him because they wanted me to pray with them before they walked out to play. I did play with them, but think about it. We got the Agenda 2030, that's their targeted dateline. You got Apophis, the our friend Tom Horn, great and late Tom Horn, Dr. Horn had written about, alerted us about that asteroid that's coming, that's going to take out. It's just like, if that's wormwood, how close can we be to the return of Christ? I've written a number of songs about that, how close we are. I mean, think about it. Church needs to understand that even the secular people are coming now, they're sounding the alarm. They know something's happening. They understand that this is not normal anymore. We're no longer in that day. You got Yuval Noah Harari going on television show after television show and saying outrageous things like that thing about Jesus being raised from the dead and the Son of God, that's fake news. Well, if he ever actually examined the evidence, it would bury him. So we go back and we look at Daniel, shut up the words, the seal of the book at the end of the time. People can run to and fro. Knowledge is going to be increased. You got Ray Kurzweil, the Google executives, telling us, along with Max Moore, Natasha, they want to merge humans with machines through biotechnology, molecular nanotechnologies, artificial intelligence, supposedly to increase, our cognitive abilities. They want to hook you up to the internet. I had friends from Ivy League universities, running towards that technology, thinking that's going to be a good thing. I mean, they already got a genius IQ. It's like, really? You can't see past this, where this is going to physically end up? And you have, remember Anthony Levinsky having his self-driving car technology and starting the Church of Artificial Intelligence a few years ago. I mean, he's registered with the U.S. government, right? Look at what's going on here with the China and the facial recognition technologies. I mean, they're trying to bring that here. And then you've got this idea that if we could just get rid of these frail human bodies and replace us, put our consciousness in the software, you know. And I'm thinking, well, that's like Revelation, you know, it tells us the men will seek death in that day and not find it. Some very strange things going on, right?
Yeah, I didn't connect that. Wow. But are they doing that in one? I mean, I'm sure their motives are many, but is that a way for them to escape judgment that they know is coming? Or...
I believe so. Yeah, I absolutely do think so. I had this conversation with Carrie Madej about it. It almost seems like they're trying to bend time and space, because if they don't get to the end, you know, they won't have to deal with Armageddon. And I think CERN is, you know, like a weapons facility factory. They think they're going to find technology to take the Lord out at Armageddon. I mean, they're so delusional. I mean, look at it. The guys that serve the dark side, they think Lucifer is the good one.
Exactly. Exactly. Folks, again, Casper McLeod, CasperMcLeodMusic.com, his new album, Higher Frequencies. You've got, seriously, man, it's a gift that really keeps on giving. Visit his website or list or purchase, definitely. You can also stream it on your favorite music app. His book that he co-authored, Solutions to End Times. Folks, you can get that a number of places. The Upper Room Fellowship.org. Folks, go to HagmanPI.com and click on the links. But Pastor Casper McLeod is perhaps one of the, he's really a gem and a light in the darkness out there. And really, it sounds like I'm just, you know, singing his praises, but he really knows what's going on, and he's really made a difference. I got to tell you, he's made a difference in my life, and he's made a difference in many people's lives. And for that, I thank him. We've got about 15 minutes left. I don't want to, I want you to say what's on your heart, and certainly promote whatever you'd like to promote, but say what's on your heart. If you haven't covered it, go ahead. Really, the floor is yours.
Well, we have another album coming out possibly in maybe 6 weeks' time. It's called Immortality. It's got 14 songs on it, and I'm really excited about this new album we just did with the band, so maybe keep that in mind and check that out when you get a time. But I think as we've got a few minutes, if it's okay with you, we could talk after, but could I just pray for everybody? Because I don't want anybody walking away feeling scared. I don't want anybody entertaining a spirit of fear over what's unfolding in front of us, because the Lord's got a great plan for your life. And if we just get on the narrow pathway and you know, give him all the glory and ask for his forgiveness and for the things we've done wrong, he would forgive us.
You know, you never, ever, ever have to ask permission to pray on this platform. I know there's some people listening out there. Rarely do I feel something so deep that I'm feeling now. So it would be an honor. And again, like I said, we've got about 13, 14 minutes. So go wherever you want to go. And a prayer certainly would be important. And folks, listen and pray with Casper McLeod. Go ahead, sir.
Just before I do pray, I just feel compelled to say, you know, you're right. We've lost the agenda that they started. I think I saw somewhere that maybe 17 million people have perished from these unlicensed, uninsured deception injections. I've had to officiate way too many funerals that could have possibly been prevented this last couple of years. So these really are serious times. But again, you know, the Lord says, like Romans 10:13, who will ever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And so we just come now and say, thank you, Father God, for, in the almighty name of Jesus Christ and Nazareth, Messiah Yeshua, for dying on the cross for my sins. I recognize there's places in my life that I haven't done things just right in front of you. I ask for you to forgive me now. And I forgive all those that have offended me, all those that have hurt me, all those that have done wrong in my life, because you've forgiven me, Lord. And I ask you to come into my life now that I can live the rest of my life and into eternity to glorify you. I ask, Lord, too, for those that have come to you this day, maybe they had to rededicate themselves. Maybe this is the first time they've taken that bold step to come towards you, that you would embrace them with your extravagant love. And in the almighty name of Jesus Christ, the Nazareth Messiah, Yeshua, I ask that you would lift the dark veil that's caused such evil to be unleashed in our world, especially with the pharmakia over our life, the pharmaceuticals that you warned us about in Revelation 18 over our generation and any future generations, that you would delay your return at any point. But we come together now, Brother Doginoy, corporately, just to repent of partaking of any of the works of the enemy, whether we entertain a spirit of unforgiveness or bitterness, anger, any occultism in our life. We don't want any of that in our life. We ask that we could be retranscribing our brains, our minds, our souls, our spirits, and repent of on both sides of our generation, all the way back to Adam, for every blood covenant that was made because of ignorance. Possibly people were coerced into taking injections that they didn't understand what they were doing. Nobody had informed consent because nobody knew what was in it. So we come now and break the power of any foreign animal DNA or human DNA or synthetic DNA that's been injected into anybody's body, whether it be from injections or chemtrails or foods and water supplies that distorted the DNA the way you originally designed it and created it to be. We come and break the curses that have been released worldwide over our generation. And Lord, we come to repent for entertaining the spirit of fear that you did not give us, that involved any decisions we made that submitted to the complying with the draconian mandates and insanity that the world government is issued. We repent of any spirits of fear of sicknesses or diseases or infirmities. We repent of entertaining the spirit of fear of man or what they can do to us, rather what you can do to them, Lord. We repent for entertaining any unclean spirits or coming to any agreement with them, with the kingdom of darkness, if we're even allowing our children to be inoculated with things we didn't understand what the ingredients were, what they were doing inside their bodies. So we come to fully surrender right now, to submit to you, our Lord and our God, God Almighty, Lord of Lords, King of Kings, Lord Jesus, Yeshua, through the holy blood of the Lamb, that we come and break all agreements with any evil spirits that were allowed into our life, any voices of death and destruction, every demonic voice, every demonic code that's come into our cells through injections or through some technology with world governments like and things that have been invented with DARPA and bioweapons and molecular technologies, or from anybody that's just simply shedding on others. We break the power of that right now because you said we can do that, that you gave us power over all the works of the enemy and nothing shall by any means harm us. We thank you for the holy blood of the Lamb, for every cell line that was not originally part of us must cease to function right now. We command in the almighty name of Jesus Yeshua that your assignment has been fully counseled and made null and void. Anything that's not of God has to go. There's only room for the Holy Spirit and ourselves in our holy temples. We make petitions this day through the blood of Jesus Yeshua, our Messiah. And we speak on behalf of our loved ones. We repent for any allowing any markers to be placed in our DNA through those that were tricked into being injected. We thank you, Lord, that right now we ask for creative miracles to heal from the crown of the heads to the soles of the feet anybody that's suffering with anything that's not of you, that you'd wash us clean from all unrighteousness. And because of the holy blood of your Lamb, that your church could stand before you now without spot or wrinkle and become blameless through the sacrifice and atoning death on the cross and your glorious resurrection, not because of any goodness in us, but because you are all truth and you are all good. And we pray this in the almighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Wow. I feel like there's more than one person out there. There are people out there that needed to hear that. And, you really, wow, talk about a prayer warrior. I admire you, and I admire your heart and the purity of your heart. And thank you for having our backs and leading us too, and guiding us. To me, very few people can do what you do as effectively as you do it, and you do. Casper McLeod, folks, make sure you go to CasperMcLeodMusic.com, but make sure you also, Higher Frequencies, another music album coming out, Immortality, and also, of course, the book, Solutions to End Times, co-authored Pastor McLeod as well, the upperroomfellowship.org. But again, go to HagmanPI.com, click on the links to all of them. What's on your schedule, Pastor, for the immediate future, if I can ask, if you have anything that's upcoming that you would like to let people know about?
I will be ministering at the Hear the Watchman conference first week of April in Dallas, Texas. And I'll be at Soulfest in August, I think around the 17th, 16th in Boston. There's a rather big event there. So okay. I'll be playing and speaking at that as well, a few other places. And so.
Wow. Okay. All right. And in the closing few minutes that we have, we have about 6 minutes left. You went through a lot today, a lot of information today. The takeaway from today, our discussion, how would you summarize it? Because, I've got a right title for today's show, and man, we can go in a lot of different directions with the title, but how would you summarize what we spoke about? Because you encompass so much. How would you summarize our discussion?
Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all these things shall be added unto you. I think that would summarize what we're talking about. Because that's the bottom line. We've got people doubting the validity of the word of God and say mere men wrote the Bible. But I would like to use the example, John Milton wrote Paradise Lost, which was over 10,000 pages of poetry. He was blind. So when people would come around to see him, he would say, do you mind if I dictate something? He would write it down for me. Nobody questions that he's not the author of it. And we, a number of authors, 66 books of the Bible over spans of, hundreds and hundreds of years, and it's all cohesive. It's an extraordinary book. So usually the people that are criticizing it have never investigated it. And so they're perishing from lack of knowledge. And then maybe they're going to church and they're listening to somebody, that's been programmed by the universities, and they had secular professors questioning the validity of the word of God. But we know from, experience, we know that the word of God is true. We can see how the agenda is playing out right now. We got people believing, more people are believing in the UFO savior coming to Earth to stop us from blowing up the Earth than in the actual word of God today. So that's pretty problematic. In fact, back in England, I think there was it's called One Poll Survey, kind of like the Gallup polls here or something, and they saw that most millennials had no clue who the baby in the manger scene was in UK anymore. What a sad statement for a once Christian nation. So it's really important that, all of us to know the truth, speak the truth, And it doesn't matter what anybody else thinks. All that matters is what God thinks. And he loves you with an everlasting love, and he wants the best for you. So I would just encourage people to go with that.
Are we living? It's a trite thing to say, we're living in the end times, but we are living in the end times, aren't we?
I mean, we indeed are. I mean, the evidence is overwhelming that we're living in the end times. So how anybody could doubt that at this point, you're not paying attention.
And we were appointed for a time such as this. We have a job to do. I think everyone listening and viewing to this, if you're struggling to find what your job is, I think it's easy for me to say, but pray about it, because that can be that can guide you. Because sometimes I feel like a pinball in a pinball machine, if you remember those. I don't know even know if they still have those, but I just try to be where I'm supposed to be when I listen to the inner voice that guides me after prayer and meditating on the word, and I try to be obedient. And I think that's what most people should be doing, I suspect. If you have any questions about you could be 75 years old, or you could be 15. It doesn't matter. It's something that we have to do. Would you agree with that? I mean, that's the way.
Yeah, the Lord made it so simple that anybody can get saved. There's studies have been done. A couple of guys won Nobel Prizes for quantum physics, something that Albert Einstein said was too spooky to investigate. And they showed that a proton could be in two places at the same time. Well, we read it in the scriptures that we can be seated together now in heavenly places. So I reckon if a proton can do it, a neutron can do it, even a moron can do it. We can all.
I want to borrow that phrase. that's a good one. Exactly. Exactly. Well, I certainly hope that you'll come on again and spread more of your wisdom and your information and your knowledge. In the meantime, I just want to thank you for being who you are, what you do. So, folks, here at the Watchman Conference, you're going to be there. And of course, you have another event in August, and I'm sure people can go to your website to keep up on your schedule. Is that?
Yes. Yeah. We, okay. Sometimes we, like you, we don't always let everyone know where we're going to be, but we just show up. So
you just show up, and folks, if you have a chance, and I hope you do, to meet Casimir McLeod in person, please spend some time with him. And by the way, you've got such a fabulous, maybe that's not the right word, such an incredibly interesting backstory to your life. From the things you've been through to the things you've seen and experienced, you're just an amazing man, and I really appreciate you from the bottom of my heart. I really do. And I thank you for coming on, but please don't be a stranger. Come back on again. I know our schedules were, man, talk about crazy, but we finally made it together, so it's good.
I look forward to the next eventuality when we get to share some more. Maybe we can talk about those things next time.
Indeed. Indeed. All right. Very good. Pastor, I'll take us out, and hang tight. I'll talk to you afterwards. We just have another minute and a half. I just have a couple of things I want to go through, and then I'll be right back with you. Folks, that was Pastor Casimir McLeod. CasimirMcLeodMusic.com, his new album, Higher Frequencies, another one coming out. Make sure you keep track of that. I'm telling you, good stuff with that. And visit his website to listen or purchase for Higher Frequencies. You can also stream it on your favorite music app as well. Solutions to End Times, the co-author of that book as well. He mentioned some names, Dr. Kerry Madej, of course, the Wisconsin Christian News, the conference that's going to be held on April 12th and 13th, 2024, in Wausau, Wisconsin. The seating is limited. The speakers there are fabulous. Now, I've heard individually, I think all of them. I'm pretty sure all of them. Certainly Coach Dave is going to be there, and he's always a firecracker, man, I'm telling you. But, folks, if you can get there, please appear at the ministry conference, Wisconsin Christian News, April 12th, 13th, 2024. It's on your screen. We won't back down. And by the way, we won't back down. You know what, folks, a lot of things going on right now. We can go through news line by line, but this is the bigger picture, which you've heard. I've got to say, that bigger picture is more important. In this case, the sum is greater than the whole of its parts. And Casper McCullough just proved it. I want to thank him and thank you for listening to this program and watching it. Thank you. May God bless each and every one of you. Until tomorrow. Steve Quayle tomorrow, by the way. A little schedule difference. Steve Quayle tomorrow.